Welcome back. This is Deanna. This is the second hour of Spingola Speaks. Our guests today are Ingrid Carlvist and Lars Hedgaard. And the websites are ingridcarlvist.se and d-intl.com, which stands for Dispatch International. And we were talking right before the break about whether Sweden has a corporate lobbyist or other kinds of lobbyists that represent certain special interests that contribute or influence your politicians.
Well, yes, of course we do. But I don't think we have it to the extent that you have it in the U.S. I think most of the lobbying groups are directed towards Brussels, which, as you know, is the headquarters of the European Union, where many of the most far-reaching decisions about economy, etc., are made. So we certainly do have them in both Sweden and Denmark, but not. I've been to Washington, and so has Ingrid, and we know the setup there, but we don't have it to the same extent.
Right. Of course, your country is smaller, but yeah. We do have a lot of special interests run our politicians, and it doesn't matter which party. We only have two parties, but it doesn't matter which party. They're both run by the same interest groups, and they don't represent the best interest of this country in the exact same way that your politicians do not represent the best interest of your relative countries. It's a very sad thing. Let's talk about, in the beginning I mentioned, I read what you had said about rapes in your country, and that's a terrible, terrible situation. Can you tell me something about that, Ingrid?
Yeah. The last 10 years or something like that, Sweden has experienced a rape wave that we've never seen before. Last year, we had 6,500 reported rapes, and maybe that doesn't tell you so much, but if I say that Denmark, which is approximately half as big as Sweden, they had 500 reported rapes. So 6,500 in Sweden and 500 in Denmark. And then you can see that something is really, really wrong. And if the Swedish politicians had been here, they would have told you that this is because we changed the law so that more kinds of abuse are called rape. You don't have to penetrate and so on. And they would also say that Swedish women have become more courageous, that they are not so intimidated anymore. But I would say to you that is only part of the truth. I think that could explain maybe 10% of it all. But I believe that the truth is that we have so many more rapists in the country now that is what you see in the figures. And Sweden is now the number two rape country in the world. Only South Africa has more rapes, reported rapes, than Sweden. And what do we do about it? Nothing. We don't talk about it. Because in Sweden, it's not legal to show who are doing the rapes. You cannot define from which ethnic groups the rapists come. That's illegal in Sweden.
Oh, my goodness. All righty. We will be right back after a word from our sponsors, and we're going to play a clip when we get back in 3 minutes.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorn. Glucosamine Chondroitin. sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam, and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guests today are Ingrid Carlvist and Lars Hedgaard. And their websites are ingridcarlvist.se and d-intl.com, which stands for Dispatch International. And does it seem to you that the countries that are sending in these immigrants seem to be emptying out their jails and sending the worst possible people to your country?
I haven't heard that. That's news to me.
Ingrid, you said that it's illegal to report the ethnicity of the rapists, so how do we really know who the rapists are?
Yeah, we can't do. You can if you're a journalist. And a few years ago, I actually did that. I took out all the rape reports from the police in Malmo, where I live. And it was like 300 or 400 of them. And I checked them all, and all the descriptions of the rapists were foreign people, and almost all the names of them, when they had names, were foreign people. So actually, you could do, if you are a journalist who is seeking the truth. But since I told you, the Swedish journalists, they are not seeking the truth. They are just helping the government to hide the facts from the people.
Now,
I might add that our close neighbor, Norway, the Oslo police issued a report last year that every single they called it attack rape, that is, rape that occurs without the woman knowing, the rapist. Every single rape of that sort that occurred in Oslo had been committed by an immigrant. every single one.
Yes, very interesting. Now, do you think that they're trying to bastardize the races? Do any of these rapes lead to children being born, to people committing suicide, women committing suicide? Has that occurred? Do you know?
Well, I don't think so, because the abortion laws here are very,
lax.
So I don't think that's a big problem. I think the problem is that women in Sweden who used to go out on their own in miniskirts and with their hair let down, you know, Swedish women are really behaving differently now because they are afraid. They don't feel secure in the cities anymore.
Well, of course not. Mm. All righty, I'm going to play a clip. Since you said that you didn't know who Barbara Spector is, so I'm going to play a clip, a short one, so that you can know who she is and what she's doing in your country. Okay, Manny, do you want to play that clip?
Brothers and such.
As we heard, there are people in Sweden who support Israel and have a deep sense of the injustice of the present situation. It's these people who give hope to those who still believe that things will get better here. One of them is Barbara Spector, a former American who made Aliyah and then, 10 years ago, with the help of the government of Sweden, set up a non-denominational institute of Jewish learning with the Greek name of Paideia here in Stockholm. She believes the current wave of anti-Semitism in Sweden will pass and that Jews have an important role to play in a country undergoing profound change.
I think there's a resurgence of anti-Semitism because at this point in time, Europe has not yet learned how to be multicultural. And I think we're going to be part of the throes of that transformation, which must take place. Europe is not going to be the monolithic societies that they once were in the last century. Jews are going to be at the center of that. It's a huge transformation for Europe to make. They are now going into a multicultural mode, and Jews will be resented because of our leading role. But without that leading role and without that transformation, Europe will not survive.
Paideia.
All righty. Your comments about that, Ingrid or Lars?
I'm sorry, Deanna. We didn't hear a thing. It was all quiet here.
Oh, you didn't hear it?
No.
Well, that's interesting. That's strange.
Yeah, it was totally quiet here.
I'm not sure how that occurred. I heard it, and I think the listeners, I don't think that the listeners, maybe somebody can tell me. Our producer said that he's not sure what happened. He did play the clip. And I don't know what happened. I'll have to send you the link to that clip. Pardon me?
What was the clip about?
It was Barbara Spector talking about Paideia, the institute, and she said that there was quite a lot of anti-Semitism in Sweden, because the Swedish people were blaming Jewish people for the multiculturalism in their country. And so I'm not sure why you didn't hear the clip. Usually people can hear it when we play one.
Well, we couldn't. Well, I'm sure there's some anti-Semitism in Sweden especially, not as much in Denmark as in Sweden. As you know... Denmark went through the Nazi occupation, the 1940s, 1940, 1945, and I think most of our anti-Semitism was pretty much weeded out. The same thing did not happen in Sweden, so I think there's a residual amount of anti-Semitism in Sweden. I don't know what's her name, Spector?
Barbara Spector.
Spector, and I don't know what her argument is.
And she's promoting multiculturalism in Sweden. She set up an organization there 10 years ago to do that, and that she says that people are pretty upset about it, and they're pretty upset at the Jews because the Jews seem to be the ones that are promoting it, and that's why there's so much anti-Semitism in Sweden.
But that's not true, Diana, because nobody's heard of this Barbara Spector. And, you know, we have problems with anti-Semitism, but that is not from the native Swedes. The new thing that's happened is that we have so many Muslims in the country now, and they hate Jews. You know that. That's part of their so-called religion. And especially in my town, Malmo, we have the Jews are fleeing from the town because they can't walk outside with the kippahs, for example, because Muslim youth are throwing stones at them, calling them names and harassing them in all ways. So the anti-Semitism is not from native Swedes. It's from Muslims from all over the world that are now staying in Sweden.
Really? That is just amazing. Why don't we take some callers? Let's see. We've got some callers lining up here. Let's take Ben in New York. Ben, welcome to the program.
How you doing?
Good. And you?
Okay, look. You know, I come from a Jewish background. And not that I followed it or we never partook in any of it. But let me tell you, these two people are basically Jewish journalists promoting the hatred for Muslims. And I do understand that we got to watch out our backs, but it is the Jews. I'm in the belly of the beast, and I meet Jews from AIG, Goldman Sachs, Bear Stearns, Morgan Stanley, and these are criminals promoting the mongrelization of the white race. They are in Europe promoting this multiculturalism, being the fact that, one, the Jews don't have a culture altogether. Everything they have is taken from somebody else. Now, they want to destroy the white race as in America, the white Christian race. So don't tell me that you don't know nothing. You're just such a journalist. The Angola has been on point in everything that she's told you, and yet you never heard of it. You never heard of Spector. You got to be a bunch of fools or ignorant journalists, because the whole thing is this. It is Jews covering more for the nonsense of the Jew. Let America do our dirty work. This is a problem that we have in America. It is the Jew problem. I live in New York City, the Big Apple, downtown Manhattan, where we have Jews promoting the American dream for all these immigrants. Who suffers? We do. The taxpayers suffer all the time. And Schumer, Sheldon, Jews, and Bloomberg promoting this nonsense that only the Jews promote. Not in their country. But they're promoted in destroying the white countries. They want mongrelization. That's their goal. They want more cattle because the whites are aware as to what's going on. There's an awakening, and now they're running scared. The fact is, and I hate it when these anti-Semitism, there's no such word. It's a made-up word altogether. But the whole thing is that the hatred for white Europeans or white Americans is a pandemic where Christianity has been removed even from the White House. By the Jews, by the media, ADL, Google Poverty, Southern Poverty Act, but a lot of rules are regulated by these Jews and are conniving and bribing our politicians who give up so much for so little. And this is the game. We have an infestation of Jews here in America, in our political system, education system. So you cannot tell me different. I know the game. I see the scam that the Jews are running. Destroy these nations. They want the Jewish utopia. And my thing is, America has to depart from any relations with Israel, because I don't support Israel. It is Palestine and not Israel. So I'm a blonde-haired, blue-eyed, so don't tell me different. And as you say, you're not Swedes. You're Jews first. I'm an American. That's what I claim to be, an American. I will always be an American. And I'll stand for this country, die for this country if I have to. Then that's for crap land in Israel, which is a sandlot. My thing is, we have to fight for America. The Swedes have to fight for their land. And you claim, you said it, Jews. Your media is owned by Jews. Your game is owned by Jews. It's Jews controlling this market, and Jews controlling
All righty. Gentlemen, we do have to go to a break. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
All right, welcome back. This is Anna, our guest today, our Ingrid Carlfist, and Lars Hedgaard, and the relevant websites are ingridcarlfist.se and d-intl.com, which stands for Dispatch International. We still have Ben on the phone, but Ingrid or Lars, would you like to respond to what he said?
No, I didn't really hear a question there, so I don't know what to respond to.
Okay. Lars?
To whom? To this woman, Specter, or the previous caller?
The caller. You didn't hear the woman Specter, did you?
We did. We did now. Yes, and the caller. I must say that it's quite an experience for me to listen to really old-fashioned anti-Semitism expressed on the waves. There was no question there, but so. He's entitled to his opinion. We don't share it.
Okay. Now, you did hear the Specter audio?
Yeah.
Yes, we did.
Oh, but you didn't hear it when it was initially played? Interesting.
No, but they played it to us now during the break.
Oh, I see. Oh, okay. All right. How about a response to that?
Well, what can I say? She seems like a real idiot, and there are even Jewish idiots. I don't think that she's speaking for more than a handful of people, and she is no person here. Nobody has ever heard of her, and I don't think it's true that the Jews want multiculturalism because they want to destroy countries. I just don't believe it. I think she seems an idiot.
Okay. You'll have to look her up and tell her.
Yeah.
She lives there. Maybe you could do a story on her.
We could.
Okay, let's move on to Barry in California. Barry, welcome to the program.
Good morning, Deanna. Can you hear me okay?
Yes,
I'd like to make a comment, and then I'd like to ask them a question.
Go ahead.
My comment is, I noticed when Diane brought up Jewish people that you guys responded right away. And the problem is, it's not the everyday Jew that's the problem. It's the leadership. They're called Zionist Jews. If you look at the Protocols of the Learned Elders of Zion, this plan has been enforced for almost 100 years. I don't know if they're familiar with that. My question is to them, is they're Jewish. They mentioned that they're Jewish. Are they practicing Jews as far as religiously? And if they are, have they looked at the Talmud? Because the Talmud has some really terrible things against Yeshua the Messiah and against the Christian people and against a lot of people. And so to point at the Arabs saying that this is their beliefs against the Jews and it's anti-Semitism, which is used so much, so where you can't even say the word Jew without being attacked, that if you look at the Talmud, it's just bad or worse. So,
all right, your comments, Ingrid or Lars?
Well, I mean, it's ludicrous. The so-called Protocols of the Elders of Zion is a well-known fake produced by the Tsar's political police about 100 years ago called the Okhrana. It's not a true word in that book. Very interestingly, I was confronted with the same fake document on Danish television about 2 months ago, and I was accused of having reproduced something akin to the so-called Protocols of the Elders of Zion. It is absolutely ludicrous. How can anyone believe it? This was exposed 100 years ago, that it's an absolute fake.
They called it a forgery, I believe, which implies that it's a forgery of an original document. But anyway, all right, let's move on to another caller. Ingrid, did you want to say anything regarding
that? No.
Okay. Let's move on to Lisa in Texas. Lisa, welcome to the program.
Hi, good afternoon. Thanks for having some interesting guests today. I would like to offer both of you some very good resources for which to study. Do you have a pencil ready or a pen? I think you'd find these interesting as journalists. The first is a document by a Dr. Kevin MacDonald, M-A-C, Donald, who has done a very legitimate and factual study on the origins and the inception of our immigration policies here in the United States, which, as you know, is leading to multiculturalism, which is really a Marxist agenda to destabilize and weaken a country from within. That's been happening for a very long time in this country, and the people that are largely responsible for it are called out in this paper, and I think you'd really enjoy it because it's quite a scholarly work. I'd also offer you...
We do have a quick break. Lisa, if you'd like to stay on over the break, we'll be right back in 3 minutes.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Listen up. This isn't some Detroit car commercial. And this isn't how we do it. not in any America I know. We don't take away the rights and call it public safety. We don't burden folks with something called Obamacare and call it affordable. We don't take what you earn and call it a fair share. That's not America. That's not how it's done. In my country, in my America, earning has always been better than receiving. If that's what you believe, this is America, and we're about to show you how it's supposed to be done. Step up and be heard by participating at AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Join us and stand up for the America you know at AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. That's how it's done. Now do it. You have a voice. Now use it.
For many years, coffee lovers have learned that for the freshest coffee, you need to roast your own beans. Unfortunately, that usually meant paying more per pound for coffee than you could get it at the local grocery. Those wanting to store rich coffee for long-term use have been frustrated with the lack of quality coffee available with a long shelf life. So we usually settle for brand name coffee, either ground or instant. But now we have another solution. Canned green coffee beans. Green coffee beans have not been roasted. And since the bean is not cracked yet, the shelf life is many years longer than roasted or ground coffee. Due to the way it's packed, you can expect these to stay fresh for 20-plus years. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order your canned green coffee beans. A single can is only $11.94. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. CampingSurvival.com. Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and we're back with Ingrid Carlvist and Lars Hedgaard. And Lisa, you were... go ahead, Lisa. Continue with your question or comment.
Very brave and courageous Jewish Americans who are willing to tell the truth and try to warn America as to what the Zionist agenda in particular is all about. I would have them look at Benjamin Friedman and his speech. It's available in audio or PDF form free on the internet. Also, Jack Bernstein, an American Jew in racist Marxist Israel. The last thing I would like them to check out, since they don't seem to know very much about 9/11, 9/11missinglinks.com. It's a video. You'll learn a lot. And the other, the last video that's short, I would have them check out. There are several versions of it on YouTube. It's called Five Dancing Israelis. And I think if these two, you know, activists and journalists want to fight multiculturalism and unchecked immigration, then they're going to have to be honest as to the real perpetrators, and I just hope that they will be willing to embrace honesty and truth. And that's all I have to say. Thanks, Deanna.
Thank you, Lisa. Comments, Ingrid or Lars?
Well, Deanna, we really like honesty, but I have to say, I think it's so corny. You know, there are 14 million Jews in the world. There are 1.5 billion Muslims. And the Muslims are always going out on terror and jihad. And you saw it just now on Boston Marathon. So how come your listeners are all worked up again about Jews? Judaism. It's so completely ludicrous.
And may I add that on the 5th of February this year, somebody tried to shoot me. As you may know, your listeners may know, a guy came to my front door and pulled out a gun and tried to shoot me in the head. He missed. He was certainly not a Jew. I can vouch for that. I mean, it is ludicrous to think, even suggest Jews govern the world or rule the world. I mean, where does that come from? It's absolutely abominable.
All righty, let's take another caller. Let's take Kent in West Virginia.
Yeah, a couple of things. First of all, on the I used to be able to listen to shortwave radio from Sweden, and I've always found it very informative. But I know Sweden from the 60s had a reputation for sexual liberalism, but they've gone very prudish. And one foreign name that's in the books for rape in Sweden is Julian Assange. So I don't need to say any more about that. But I do know that there's a tremendous amount of warfare and churning going on in the Middle East, and it's being done by the United States on behalf of Israel. And Sweden has been very welcoming. I think there was, as I remember from when I was able to hear on Swedish shortwave, that there's actually one town in Sweden that I think had received 10,000 Iraqi refugees. And at that time, it was more than the entire United States had taken, but I think they were mostly Christian Iraqis. But right now we have, the Iraqis fled into Syria, and now Syria is being bombed, so the Syrians are fleeing here, there, and everywhere. So the people have to go somewhere. Of course, as far as the politicians, from their standpoint, as far as multiculturalism, they might think that they go to Brussels or Paris or London or something, and they can go out and get a lovely curry or a Pakistani meal or something. And as far as they're concerned, it may be just a matter of having good food, ethnic food, in their own neighborhoods back home. But I think there's a lot of it has to do with the churning going on in the Middle East, and I don't think you can deny that.
Okay. Comments, Ingrid?
Yeah. Well, of course, it's true that the situation in the Middle East is making people flee to different countries. But you have to know that most people coming right now to Sweden is from Afghanistan, Somalia, and Syria. And, of course, there are horrible things going on in Syria. But why do they all come to Sweden? And it's absolutely right what you said, Kent, that the city of Södertälje, the Swedish city, took more refugees than the whole of the United States. And I don't know if most of them were Christians. I think it was mixed. But you see, people from the Middle East, even if they're Christians, they have the same kind of mentality. So we have a lot of problems in that town, even though most of them are Christians.
Another thing is to consider is that when you consider just the situations on the earth, in other words, Sweden and Northern European is very industrious because it's cold, and these people are coming from a warm climate, and it's not like going from Germany to Sweden or Poland to Sweden. It's a considerably more of a culture shock. That's one thing to consider also.
Well, of course, and the biggest problem is that Sweden don't tell these people, this is how we do things in this country. We're just saying to everybody that you can keep your culture, and that's what makes so many problems, because they believe, and it's true, that they can go on with their lives just as they did before, and because we give them so much welfare money. And most of these people can't read and write, and they're hopeless in this high-tech society that Sweden is. So they don't even have a chance to have a job in their lifetime. And even the children won't have a job because they have so many problems, these children. And they come from countries with a very low IQ, for example. So they don't have the abilities to live in Sweden.
They have a low IQ? I mean, what is your reference for that?
Well, there's something called national IQ. It's on the web. You can find it. There are many studies on this, but I know that this is a very controversial question. But you have to take it into the picture, because if we have a country where the people are more than 100 IQ, and you have a lot of people from a country like Somalia where you have a national IQ of 70, which we call mentally disabled, then these people are going to have problems.
Yes.
You understand?
Yes, and I just cannot understand why your government would be doing this. It is just quite amazing.
They don't believe in IQ. They say that I am a racist when I take these studies and show them. They say it's not true. There is something wrong with the scientists and blah, blah.
Sure. All righty. Let's, Ken, thank you for calling into the program. Did you have another question or comment? No. Okay. Let's go to Patty in New York. Patty, welcome to the program.
Hi. I'm Patty from New York. I think the only edifying aspect of this entire show and the guests you've chosen today is to see very clearly how the Jews control both sides of an issue. And this is, I guess what you'd say, the controlled opposition to multiculturalism. But it's so obviously fulfilling the Jewish agenda of pitting the natives of Europe, the white people, against Muslims, so they don't see that the real architect of the chaos is the Jews. And I think their tactics, it's like a caricature at this point. And I think anyone who falls for it has a low IQ. And I just want to tell these people that the ones who are funding their politicians is Jewish money, probably, not Saudi money. And the fact that they still believe that Muslims did 9/11 shows me that it's just, once again, this smokescreen that wants to keep the whites of Europe, their eyes away from the Jews, because it was the Jews from Israel and the Jewish Fifth Column in the United States that were the main perpetrators and planners of that event, and they had a lot of help from the U.S. government. And the last thing I want to say is that I find it very hard to believe they haven't heard of Barbara Spector, because I met a woman from Sweden here in my neighborhood, and I mentioned this incident to her about what Barbara Spector, the Jew from Israel, said, and she had heard of it, and unfortunately she didn't take this woman very seriously, but she had heard of this woman. So the fact that these people living in Europe haven't heard of it, I find that to be impossible. That's all I wanted to say. Thank you.
Thank you, Patty. Any comments?
Deanna, can I just say, I think it's fantastic. As long as there are people in this world not believing what the Muslims themselves say over and over again, we want to destroy your societies, we want to change democracy to Sharia, as long as people go on saying that they are not telling the truth, we will see more and more terrorist acts. It's time to wake up, see where the enemy is. They have said it so many times over and over. They want to destroy our freedom societies.
All right. Have they passed the Noahide laws in Sweden?
I beg your pardon?
Has your politicians passed the Noahide laws in Sweden?
The Noahide laws?
Noahide. Noahide. Have they passed the Noahide laws in Sweden?
Do you know what that
No,
is?
I've never heard of it. What is that, Deanna?
What is it?
Well, they passed the Noahide laws here in this country in 1991. I will send you a link to that. I don't believe that we have any threat of Sharia law here because of the Noahide laws and because AIPAC actually runs Congress. So I don't see any threat of the Muslims here in this country or of Sharia law. Let's go on to another caller. Let's take Werner in New Brunswick. Werner, welcome to the program.
Hello?
Yes, Werner.
Yeah, good afternoon. I got a bit distracted. I just had a visitor here. But I asked the question, who benefits? Who benefits
indeed.
From those kind of situations that are being created? Is it law enforcement and the judiciary and the legal profession?
Oh, you're asking who benefits from the multiculturalism that is being foisted on all of these countries? Is that your question?
No, the upheaval, the social upheaval that's been created.
Oh, okay, yeah. It's a good question.
How many percent of this one ethnic group, how many percent of them are involved in, especially in the legal profession?
Good questions. Yeah. Ingrid, Lars?
I don't know how many are involved in that. I know that quite a few lawyers in my country, Denmark, make a living out of being so-called immigration lawyers. I think it's about 200 or 300, which is a lot in a small country such as mine.
Does the government pay these lawyers?
I beg your pardon?
Does the government pay these lawyers? Who pays these lawyers to help the immigrants?
The government does. If they're defense lawyers, and if you are accused or indicted of a crime, you are entitled to have a public defender, and that defender is paid by the state.
Okay, so your government basically has sold your country out, the same as our government here.
Well, you have the same situation in the U.S. The bombers from Boston, or the one surviving.
That was a false flag. That was set up by the government itself. That was a false flag, in order to seize our guns. So most of what has gone on, most of the terrorist activities in all the countries are false flags to perpetuate a political agenda.
I hope this is over soon, because I've never heard anything like that.
Well,
you're kidding.
No, I'm not kidding. I think you're absolutely insane. How could you claim such a thing?
Diane, may I say something?
Yes, go ahead, Werner.
I'm always amazed about the ignorance and about so many people, about the basic sciences.
Yes?
Too many people, they buy hook, line, and sinker, what they've been presented to by the mainstream media, and we know who controls the media. You know, and people have been so brainwashed, and they listen to 30-second news clips, but they don't put the effort in to sometimes do some back-checking on their own. And that's the reason...
You're talking about the false flag events?
Yeah, and that's the reason why so many people fall for all this misinformation.
Deanna, can I say something?
Sure.
I really want to comment on what you said about Sharia laws never coming to the U.S. How can you be so sure? I mean, your president, Barack Obama, has said several times, especially at one occasion, he said that the future does not belong to those who slander the prophet. That means that he is going to change your First Amendment and making it illegal to criticize Islam. That's a huge change.
Well, for one thing, his mother is Jewish. For another thing, we do not have a manger scene at the White House anymore. We have a huge menorah. For another thing, Noahide laws that were passed back in 1991 in this country, there is absolutely no way that Sharia law is going to be in. He was put into the office of president in order to do exactly what he is doing. He is catering to the Jews. He went to their meeting before he was put in back in 2008 and said that he would support Israel no matter what. He is not a Muslim.
Diana, he's not doing that. He's promoting the Muslim countries. He's been to Cairo. He's been on his knees for the king of Saudi Arabia.
That is a stage act. That is a stage act to make us...
President Obama is that he licks the asses of Muslims, not Jews.
That is a stage play. That is all it is. All right, we do have a break. We will be right back.
Collection calls.
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plans, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of bounds concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and, in some instances, your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guests today have been Ingrid Carlvis and Lars Hedgaard. And the websites are ingridcarlvis.se and d-intl.com, which stands for Dispatch International. And I think that if Obama were a Muslim, he would not keep bombing the Muslim countries on behalf of Israel, and he would bring the U.S. military home from Afghanistan, where they are guarding the poppies for the international drug trade, which is run by the Jews. All right. Werner, did you have another comment?
Anna, just one short one. You know, your guest seem to be a kind of a defender of this small group. But when we look at 250 million people over the last 100 years perished because of the ideology that was being pushed by members of that group. And then in regard to what I said about who benefits from it, from chaos, I remember there, having read there in the during the Weimar Republic in Germany, between 50 and 70% of all the judges' positions and lawyers were being held by a group that only was roughly about 700,000 people with members within a population of nearly 80 million.
All righty. Comments, Ingrid? Lars?
Well, I just want to say that, you know, we have had Jewish people in our countries for hundreds of years. They've never caused any problems. They assimilate, they behave like Swedes and Danes. What's happening now is that we have a lot of people coming from a totally different culture, and they don't want to live the way we do, and they want to force us to live their way. And I never said that I think your president is a Muslim. I said that he is an appeaser, and he's saying that he wants to change your First Amendment to make it a crime to criticize Islam, and that is horrible.
I think he wants to make it a crime to criticize anybody. All right, we do have to move on. Werner, thank you for your phone call. Quickly take Robert in Missouri. Robert, welcome to the program.
Hey, thank you for taking my call. I know the time is short. Well, if you look at the total domination of the financial industry worldwide, there's only a couple bank countries left without a Rothschild-controlled central bank. So this thing that somehow the Muslims are the controllers of everything. Look at all the studios in Hollywood, all of them controlled by Jewish folks. Look at the news media in the United States, totally dominated by Jewish people. I don't see Arabs dominating my media. I'm an American. Guess what? Look at my State Department. Look at my executive branch. Look who always gets appointed to sit over my military. It's not Muslims. It's not Arabs. It's all these dual Israeli-American citizens. The only country in the world where you can be a dual citizen and hold public office in my country. So your misinformation is a joke. I mean, you expect us, we're not WorldNet Daily listeners here. This is RBN. We have become wise to the machinations, okay? For you to say, come on, RBN, try to tell me that 19 Arabs with box cutters pulled off 9/11 when Larry Silverstein.
Preposterous. Absolutely preposterous. Alrighty. I'm sorry we've run out of time. We haven't run out of callers. We have several waiting online. Thank you, Ingrid and Lars, for being on the program. It's been very interesting, to say the least. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.